Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye, Bye, Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
This week we have, didn't have technical difficulties, but we did just have incompetence, so that's cool.
We can just blame the cat.
Our mascot.
Yeah.
Fucked
sabotaging
up.
Us this week. I mean, in fairness, we had a very loud storm last night. Like, we never get thunder and lightning. Very rarely. And
very, very frightening.
Yeah, and the thunder was, like, super loud. Like, it shook the house and we woke up. And then there was a strike of lightning, which I guess was behind the Walmart that's not far from us. And it lit up, like, our whole living room. And my husband was like, wow, that was close. So I haven't seen Freddy all day. And Justice has been kind of clingy and pay attention to me. Like, they were so traumatized, they forgot they were hungry this morning.
That's not something the cats usually do. I went to the park before we came back to record without an umbrella, which is, you know, usually fine in Australia because rain is weird. And got pissed on. It was horrible. I don't know why rain falls from the sky like that. I don't know how to cope with it.
Do you guys have monsoon season this time of year? Because they did in Korea.
Not really. I mean, Sydney's just in a weird spot. We kind of get a wet period every year, but it changes. Like, it doesn't come every time. Like, we have, like, there's nearly every single year there's like 2 months where it doesn't stop raining and everyone just gets really, really, really shitty. But it's a different 2 months every year.
Yeah, in Korea we had monsoon season, which, like, you could use an umbrella, but I mean, like, the rain came down with such ferocity that it was like, fuck your umbrella.
Oh yeah.
Like, it just, like, normally pounded the umbrella and bounced up off the sidewalk and you got wet to your knees anyway.
Yeah, I usually don't bother with umbrellas. I usually wear a raincoat and gumboots if I'm going out in the rain, because yeah, when it does rain here, it doesn't piss about. Like, it fucking just falls from the sky in a big sheet of water. And so yeah, you get wet no matter what you're doing. And gumboots are great. I forgot that gumboots were a thing until I was like 25, and then I realized that I didn't have to have wet feet whenever I went out.
I have very thick ankles and calves. I always have, even when I was like very young, so I can't find gumboots that fit.
Yeah, it's but I got a pair of really cheapo ones from Target that have stars on them, and they're huge. And yeah, they work
nice.
Fine. Yeah, they work good.
But also, rubber doesn't breathe.
No, so you can't wear them for very long. Otherwise, your feet rot off. Which is no fun for anyone concerned. Anyway, weather sucks.
Weather sucks. And we won't bore you with it anymore.
Can we be, let's cheer ourselves up then, shall we?
Okay, we'll start with a question. Oh, yeah, and Claire and I had talked about this last week, but this week's theme is Taking Back 45.
Taking Back 45.
Yeah, because we discussed briefly skipping, like just skipping and numbering and saying that this was episode 46 instead of 45.
We're taking it back.
Today we're taking it back because Trump is the 45th president, and we think that the number 45 is being unfairly maligned by this administration. So,
yeah, as our children, shit, lots of things, honestly, that don't deserve to be compared to him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that Trump is one of the few things we can put this podcast up against and come away looking good.
So during this podcast, we will make an attempt to find things that are good about the number 45.
Isn't there a song? 45.
Well, there is now.
There is now.
Yeah. I'll find it. I'll put a drop of it in. Pretty sure there's a good song. It's pretty fun. Anyway.
We do have questions. We do have questions.
Cool.
Let's start easy. Let's see which one. Oh, okay. This one's easy. It'll be fun. Tom from Twitter asks, what are Imogen's thoughts and feelings about the classic 1995 movie Tank Girl?
Oh, Tom's going to hate me. I haven't seen it.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know?
It is a classic.
It is a classic.
I have been told by several people that I should watch it, but I haven't. not. I don't know why. It's one of those ones that everyone around me watched when I was younger, and I just like, oh, I should have watched it. But,
well, now I'm going to Google it.
I didn't. It's basically a Harley Quinn looking woman with the big gun.
Is that Gwen Stefani on the what? Yes. Oh, is it really?
My thoughts on the film are I should watch it and I haven't and I feel bad and poor.
It's not Gwen Stefani.
It's not. It looks like her, but it's who is that?
Lori Petty.
That name sounds very familiar.
Probably yeah.
She was in Tank Girl. But yeah, I'm sorry, Tom, I failed you. I'm not a proper geek. I haven't seen it. I will watch it. I'll get back to you on it. I'll watch it this week.
You have homework.
I have homework.
You have homework. All right. What else?
Yeah, my sister was really big on it. My excuse is I was only 10 years old. It's also a comic. I don't know. I really like the style of the comic sometimes. But it's not something I've actually gotten into myself.
Every single photo that comes up on IMDb, like, looks like a different person. Like, the cover, the poster for the movie looks like Gwen Stefani. And in the video clip still that's, like, at the front of the clip, she looks like Courtney Love a little bit. And then there's, like, a trailer for the new Frozen movie next to it. So Elsa's really big on the front. So, like, there's a lot of really pale, bleach blonde women on my screen right now. Anyway. Okay, moving on.
I'll do my homework.
You'll do your homework. Okay. She will do her homework and report back.
apparently, the director of Tank Girl is now behind the scenes on the new Doctor Who.
Oh.
This is what I have learned Googling.
I don't know what to do with that information because I don't watch Doctor Who.
Sorry, I'm just clicking on various random pictures of Tank Girl.
Welcome to our internet spiral.
it's no longer called Bye Bye Bye. It's called Claire Googles.
Yep. hi Google. Hey, look, I got us the actual actress name and it told us that it was not Gwen Stefani.
Was it Lauren Petty?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Now we know. We have been informed.
All right. Moving on. In an effort to not have awkward pauses of what are we going to do next?
Oh no, I take all those awkward pauses out. It's okay. It's a really cool little thing.
So you do things in post.
Some things. Not many things. Some things. Lining up all your stupid claps. That's what I do in
post. Closeted in Canada sends to us this list of items from her pantry. I have whitefish, canned tomatoes, and spaghetti noodles. What am I making for dinner? Like, I think she's deliberately trying to make this hard now, but there are...
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, there are actually good... I have never done it with spaghetti, but I do know recipes that you can make with whitefish and canned tomatoes.
And it's like a regular pasta sauce, except with fish instead of meat.
Yeah.
It actually tastes really good, especially if you use a different combination of herbs. Like normally when I do a pasta sauce, it's oregano.
It would have to be oregano. Ones that complement the fish instead.
Yeah, but you could put something like dill and garlic and butter.
Yeah.
Would be really good with that. Yeah. And spaghetti. I need that. I'm actually very hungry. I forgot to eat before this podcast, which is always a bad thing.
Especially since, like, we can reliably count on her to test our knowledge every week.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, honestly, bake the fish with the canned tomatoes over it and the proper herbs, as Imogen would say. Herbs. And, you'd serve that over the freaking spaghetti.
That sounds so wrong. That sounds so wrong, your accent. It sounds like you're talking about your mate. Herb.
That's what you sound like to us.
Okay. I'm never talking again.
I put my herbs in oregano.
in the oregano again. No, Herb.
I bought him.
Herb, get out. This is the last time I'm telling you, Herb.
This is a Herb-free zone. Oh, okay. So there you go. You're having pasta with fish and tomatoes. Yep. Enjoy.
Having pasta with Herb.
And with Herb. Herb is coming to your house now.
That part's non-negotiable.
Oh. Okay, okay, okay.
I'm broken.
New segment. Okay, done. Brandon pronounces things Australian.
You're like, you actually do it quite well because most Americans can't flatten the R's. They all like, whenever they say car, however you say that stupid word.
Car.
You can't.
It's not an R anymore when you do that.
It's just the end of the word. It doesn't need to be pronounced. Like, if you needed to pronounce the end of words, then...
all of France would be fucked. Like...
pretty much.
Now she still got in. Whatever.
It's wild pet day here on the cast. Yeah. Oh boy,
here
okay.
Comes another one.
Just like the other one. For the record.
Up on the bed.
For the record, Closeted in Canada says, I do scrub my legs, but this is mostly due to the fact that I spend 20 to 50% of my working day in a literal sandbox, and I come home covered in actual dirt. I mean, fair.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But yeah, I think there's reasons to scrub your legs. I just don't think most people have those reasons.
I just don't think it's something that is like gonna cause bad hygiene. You know,
you're not gonna get whatever that you're not gonna get scurvy from not scrubbing your legs.
Or like tetanus or something.
Anyway,
yeah, you do not.
You don't.
I don't know why my go-to disease of choice is scurvy.
I don't know, but it is for me too.
it sounds good.
Scurvy or dysentery.
I love dysentery.
But I think that's like an old school because I loved Oregon Trail.
Yep, pretty so much.
It was the only disease I knew existed when I was 10 years old.
I've died of it so many times.
But even when I was young on the res growing up and we only bathed once or twice a week as kids, like we still had to like wash our feet and stuff with like our face and our armpits and our crotch and our feet with a washcloth. I mean, not the same, like in an order that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that we didn't get our bedding all filthy and stuff because we ran around and we were like little heathens, so we went barefoot all the time. But you know, so I mean, I've never asserted that you shouldn't wash thoroughly. Just stop mocking people for it. Anyway.
Yes, plus in the like hierarchy of things that need to be scrubbed down, legs are pretty low.
Pretty far down there.
Yeah, it's like they're a long way away from your nose, so you're not going to smell them.
Also, I suspect that, you know, there's probably in the Venn diagram of people who are making a fuss about hygiene, there's an overlap between people who scrub their legs and people who use soap in their vagina, and maybe you should like check your own habits. Just saying. Anyway,
get your pH balance right.
the vagina is self-cleaning. Okay,
it is indeed.
It should not smell like a garden.
Well, actually, well, depends on the garden.
Oh, my vagina plants are quite fruitful.
Vagina plants. Hey, this is the answer to our too many titles.
Yeah, too many
penis in it.
Titles.
Yeah.
Yes, we need more vaginas.
Oh, we need more vaginas. Question 3. writerly advice, how to prepare for and recover from rejections. I just...
Well, would our local vampire author like to say?
Oh, my God. Look, you know, you guys know my coping mechanisms are not healthy.
I also tell people not to take our advice, so, you know.
This is very true, but I wrote 8 chapters of, like, Dom Sub porn this week.
Oh, you didn't tell me that!
Well, you saw the updates on your AO3.
Yeah, like, but I don't know what's writing. I don't click through on fandoms I don't follow.
That's why I knew I was safe. It wasn't all porn, but it did help a lot. I tell you that much. God, I feel much better now. Yeah, actually, writing fan fiction is my best way to get over rejection because I know that people will love me no matter what. Play to my strengths. And they don't care. They don't care if it's tropey nonsense. That's nothing to
in
the
fact,
genre.
That's probably what they want.
I mean, in the overlap, exactly. Fan fiction and erotica, like, are trope filled for a reason.
Exactly.
We have expectations.
Indeed. So all right. Anyway, yeah, I write fan fiction to get over rejection a lot. It's actually my go-to coping mechanism because it is a case of just going. Even when you're not getting rejected, even when you've got like 15, I know that Brandon and I both have so many pieces out at the moment and they're just sitting at publications for months and months and months on end. It's
honestly,
so frustrating.
Yeah, I think that's worse than rejection, to be perfectly honest. Like the,
yeah,
because
at least when you're getting
the
rejected, you're getting
the hard
a step along the path. The way is the hard. Yeah, so you just get bored of not getting feedback. I want validation and love. And
I want validation and love.
Yes. I mean, that is a very good reason to, yeah, pump out some good either smut or fluff or something that you know people are going to eat the fuck up and be like, yes!
Go into your fandom of choice and pick the most popular pairing and write some porn and you will get love, so much love! Not the pairing I did was popular. In fact, anything in it. It made me feel better, though.
I aggressively resubmit it somewhere else. like, after angrily reading it, which probably doesn't help if any revisions actually need to be made, but I'll aggressively reread it and then send it back out. Sometimes I don't even read it, but... And then I like to play, like, a video game or do something unrelated. I like to, but my brain doesn't let me.
Claire, have you done... You haven't gone through the submit process yet, have you, Claire?
I have not, because I do not write short stories. So
yeah.
I've just got longer stuff I'm working on.
Yeah, I think the short story is a form that takes practice.
It is, and it's funny because so many of the writers that I know started off short story-ing, and it's an established... It's an established path towards publishing longer fiction. Like, there's so many authors out there, especially in genre fiction, who start off with short stories.
Yeah.
They get a bit of momentum on their short stories, and they can go to an agent or to general submissions with a novel and go, here's my backlog of publications. And so that means that they can go, okay, well, they're capable of producing stuff.
Yep.
But the downside of that is that the mediums are so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to write a novel after writing a short story is so hard, and I can't do it.
It
hurts me so much.
It actually helps me, like, switching back and forth. Like, when I've been toiling over a novel for a really long time, to take a little break and step away and write something short and quick that I can get done in, like, a few days rather than a month or two.
Yeah, I can't, though. I mean...
But the forms are very different.
I had a really good start to the year this year with writing, and I pumped out a heap of stuff, and then it just stopped. It dried up for various reasons, health related as well as just tired. And anyway, there were lots of reasons why I wasn't writing as much, and I just went. So I flipped over to the novel and started working on that instead, and that did help a hell of a lot. But it's a very different. It's a shift that can actually wreck my momentum.
Yeah,
as well. So
I can see that. I think, like, novels and short stories are like the difference between a TV series and a movie.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
Because I was trying to explain it to someone the other day. I think like novels are more suited to a television series, at least like a limited series or something of that sort, because you have more time to get into the details. And short stories are more like films because they've got like.
I think that Arrival was based on a short story. Like, it, I haven't read the short story. It's a Chinese one.
But is
Arrival
it really?
Was based on a short story.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Oh,
I want to read so, that now.
Yeah, it's a Chinese.
Yeah, it was. It was based off. I couldn't. I didn't know if it was a short story or a novel.
I'm pretty sure it's a short
story.
Yeah,
I think it was a short story.
Let's just flip over to Imogen Googles. You can keep. You meant to talk over me when I do this.
Oh, well, I Googled it and I was like reading and now I can't. It is, but
it's a novella
called Stories of Your Life. I think. Others.
And it is by
Ted Chiang.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, that's going on my Kindle.
Oh, he's from. No, he's not. He's not. I thought he was Chinese, but he's Chinese American.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but it is fantastic.
Yes.
It's a good book. But yeah, it's a novella. A novella can work as a film as well. Especially with something like Arrival, where there were this large swathes of just emotional reactions and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's actually. I mean, for example, I haven't watched it yet. It's on the list, but Good Omens is apparently a really good adaptation. And it's short. It's TV series.
I tend to think that, like miniseries and shows and stuff are better suited to adapt.
Yeah.
Like books and stuff.
Yeah. To spook one of my friends.
I'm glad it's actually happening more often nowadays.
One of my friends, Margaret, has got a book out called The Second Cure. I'm just going to plug it because she's cool. It's an Australian book. I don't know if you can get it over there. But anyway, she was a screenwriter for years on A Country Practice, which if you haven't watched that, go and look it up because it's hilarious. and they've asked her to adapt it to a miniseries.
Oh, nice.
Which is really cool.
Nice.
It's just like if you're going to do obviously the big thing about adapting a book to a miniseries is how much author control do you still have and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
and you know, it means that if you're gonna have a miniseries or a show based off your books, you should continue writing your books and not creep off to prequels or whatever other random things, and at least write a few words a day,
just off the top of our head, you know,
just off the top of my head, just off the top of our head, a random example.
Yeah.
I'm sure
also,
there's no one.
Also,
to
any potential like. TV show people out there, I do retain all the rights to my book. They told me I'm free to go take it to another medium after it's published. So like
no.
Right.
You're
right.
Good at screenplays, you can write your own.
I probably go. So yeah, how to recover from injection.
How to recover from a rejection with an injection.
Sorry, I'm having flashbacks to yesterday.
We're not encouraging drug use here. but yes. Write porn.
That's my go-to. Write porn.
Yeah.
All right.
Helps with pretty much everything, actually.
All right. Going back to Tom on Twitter here. Like, I'm glad that even if we're gonna get the same people sending questions, like we're expanding. We've doubled our question.
I know.
Our question pool has increased by 50%.
100%.
Shut up, I'm bad at math.
So am I. Not that bad, though.
Oh, I am. Tom.
Getting in a few little roasts here. Okay.
A few mini roasts here. Okay. Yes. Tom asks, hack the planet, where do you start?
Hack the planet!
Don't they? I saw a movie about this, right?
Yeah, there's a really good movie about it.
So, first, you go back in time and you get a robot. Wait. Start over.
Well, I think if we'd all do very well by going back to 80s fashion, that would work.
Definitely. Definitely.
We need to slow down the internet. We need to so that I can have a vague chance of decrypting things.
I would start with Alexa.
Alexa?
The Amazon thing.
Isn't she already controlled by, you know, shady government organizations?
Well, exactly. That's why I would start there. If you could
He
who controls Alexa controls the world.
Yes. Well, so. Is it Alexa and there's what? There's OK Google. Uh-huh. And there's Google Alexa.
And Siri.
Siri.
Yep. And Siri. Yeah.
There's also Cortana, but no one uses fucking Cortana.
Nobody uses Cortana.
Manually turned her off on the computer.
As soon as you said that, I was like, you mean the chick from Halo?
No, that's literally the name. That's why it's Cortana.
Yeah, I remember that. What is that on a PC now?
No, my favorite. Yeah, it's on Microsoft because that was a Microsoft game. But the funniest thing is someone was once like, "Oh, Microsoft stole Cortana from Halo." I was like, "Oh, guys, you know how you're playing it on the Xbox?"
It's a Microsoft product. You guys are starting too recently. We need to go further back, and we need to hack Clippy.
Hack what?
Clippy.
Oh, I was just going to say that. I was going to say, we aren't putting subliminal messages in the little paperclip that pops up on Microsoft.
I mean, we just need to make them more annoying, and I think we'd get everyone off the computers, and then we would control computers.
I mean, also, if you look like you're contemplating starting a white supremacist group. Yeah.
Perhaps you should
bomb your house.
Oh my god.
Start with Clippy, move on to Alexa. Siri's on my side, though. Look, I don't want to interfere with Siri because I think Siri is actually my friend, and I don't want to corrupt her or turn her into the singularity.
Yeah, I'm mostly sure Siri's my friend.
I'm driven into the fact that Google controls my entire life, so whatever.
Hold on. Hey, Siri. Are we friends?
I would not wish any companion in the world but you.
See?
I think you're more than friends.
Well, I did recently find my unapologetic robot fucker t-shirt again, so.
Hey, Siri.
I'm listening.
Do you like
Australian
me better than
Siri.
Brandon? She didn't answer. Do you like me better than Brandon?
Oh, I have competition!
Enchanted by Australian Siri. I didn't know that.
I know!
Different accents.
She's fabulous. Our
Roomba has a very posh British accent.
I can't believe your Roomba talks.
It only does when it like gets stuck on things or something. It's like, needs assistance.
I was gonna say, does it say help me like those? Help me, like the fly. Help me.
Yeah, I saw a video. I don't remember where it was. Just like, it was a fucking Roomba that would scream every time it ran into something.
Also, while we're talking about robots and their usefulness in everyday activity, I would like to report that after some scientific research, putting your phone on top of the Roomba does not increase your walking distance with Pokemon Go. I had to prove to my husband that it wouldn't work.
Yeah,
because we were in a race to get our Magikarp first.
Too small of an area.
Yeah, and the GPS.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that would work without like a Fitbit or something.
Yeah. Yeah, people boil down. Like, you can only go a certain speed. So like, if you're gonna bike, you can't bike fast.
Yeah, you can't go more than I think it's
12
kilometers an hour.
Which is my top running speed. So if I was sprinting everywhere.
Yeah, because Travis figured out early that he bikes too fast because he tried to do it when he would bike down to work sometimes.
Mm. That's unfortunate. That is unfortunate. Although it does make me feel good for wheelchair users and scooter users. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine those going more than 12 kilometers an hour.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. So if I'm wrong, please correct me. If you are a wheelchair or scooter user, please correct me.
Yeah, I think most wheelchairs will go at about 6 or 7 k an hour.
Yeah, it's fairly fast. So
yeah, I know riding lawnmowers will get up at a nice click. So
ways to cheat.
Like, I was
Brandon,
so mad.
Brandon, I'm disappointed.
I was so mad. Okay. I had my fucking food poisoning. And so I was like, yes, I will not have Pokeballs rain down upon me too much this week. Because I did not walk that much. And then it was like, here's 60. I'm like, no! Now I'm way over my item limit
again.
It's
so funny that you consider that a problem. Yeah, I say with like 290
of each Pokeball.
I know. Need them. What were you going to
suck out all of them?
And then
I chuck out.
I can't open gifts and send gifts.
I know. Like, inventory management has always been my downfall in any game. But, like, Pokemon Go takes it to, like, the next level, because not only do you have to manage your inventory, but you have to manage your Pokemon box, too. So you have to, like, have enough space in the Pokemon box that you can use the items for catching Pokemon so that you can make room for your presents.
Yep.
Yeah, I just got lots of bags. I just got, as you know, I'm a hummer. I'm a pay-to-win hack. I just bought all the expansions. See, I think I can have 800 Pokemon at one time.
My husband is trying to convince me that it's okay to spend money on the game, and I'm like, no! Everything I need is included for free!
Yeah, but you're playing a lot of the game. It's a thank you to the people that are still working very diligently on it. And say, here's $2 to expand my inventory.
You know what?
Yeah, I have 950 slots in my item bank.
Stop making sense. Stop making sense. I mean, I don't think Nintendo is hurting for my money, but you make valid points.
I still try to throw a couple bucks if I play a free-to-play game that I play a lot.
Fine. Whatever, I'll buy some lucky eggs.
Yeah, Travis has like a shit ton of coins because he just never spends them on anything. Meanwhile, I'm always hurting for cash because I buy clothes all the time.
No, I've spent a lot on incubators and lucky eggs. And
incubators are important because you wanna have lots of eggs.
Lots of eggs going at the same time.
Lots of eggs.
Four or five going at the same time if I can help it.
Yeah, I don't
and,
really bother anymore.
Lucky eggs because I'll save up all my evolutions now. And yeah. I actually learned this from one of Baby
yeah,
Guy's
it's a
friends.
Good way to
save up all your evolutions, drop that lucky egg, and evolve everything.
I was literally thinking about that this morning, and I forgot to tell you. I was like, I should have mentioned to her that's a good way to grind levels.
Oh yeah, like, it really
especially,
is.
Especially if there's some Pokemon that's just around and you don't care about, but it evolves. Like the early game one that was usually suggested was like Pidgey or Rattata or something.
Oh my god, all the caterpillar style ones.
Yeah, you got 5 million candies, and so then you just pop a lucky egg and then just evolve a million.
Yeah, like all the little caterpillar ones, like Caterpie and Wurmple and all those, like they only take 12 to evolve.
Yep.
And you still get 500 XP for them. So if you drop a lucky egg, you're getting like 1,000 XP for 12 candies. I mean, it's a brilliant plan. It's my plan to get ahead, to get to level 30 before anyone in my family. So
how badly would we get sued if I just put the Pokemon theme song underneath everything that you guys just said?
just stop it every like just for like a second every 10 seconds.
I think if you alter the pitch just a little bit, we might be okay. I don't know.
make it very slow and maudlin.
convert it into a minor
I
key. That's how Detective Pikachu sang it.
Oh, hey. Feeding into that, see what we did here. Pokemon Time. Closeted in Canada says, if Pikachu is voiced by Ryan Reynolds, which Pokemon would be voiced by you?
Oh, God.
I can't say Mr. Mime. Damn, I can't say Mr. Mime.
You can, and it'd be hilarious.
Here comes Baby Bye. Mime, I think she has an opinion on this one.
Who?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Let's all answer what we think we would, and then we can say what we think each other would. Why am I a turtwig?
Like...
Oh my god!
Who said turtwig for you?
It was Baby Bye. She's like, you're a turtwig. Like, so fast and expedient. And I was like, I want to be Magikarp. Because in the cartoon,
like
he has the best voice. He's like, magic, carp.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be Growlithe because these stupid dogs have broken me and I make dog noises all the goddamn time around the house.
I'm trying to find something as creepy as Mr. Mime that has a voice. That's a, I want to be creepy,
does,
man.
Does Jinx talk?
Jinx, oh my god.
Jinx is worse than Mr. Jinx, Mime.
Jinx looks like me. I can't. Jinx. I don't be Jinx.
The sound Jinx makes freaks me out. It's like. And I'm like, what the fuck is that sound?
God. Yeah, this is why I don't care about eggs, because I hatch dumb things like baby Jinx, and I'm like, no!
Oh, but Smoochum is so cute!
No.
Smoochum is very cute.
Smoochum is very cute.
Jinx. I hate Jinx.
Oh, you know what I'd be? What's the. Don Fan. The elephant one. That's me.
What?
That's my voice.
I'll take Don that. Fan. I had a whole fucking herd of them back in whatever game they came out.
Baby Bai would be what's that? What's that really cute fluffy one? Pachirisu.
You think I'd be Pachirisu?
Pachirisu. Yeah.
You really think I'd be? That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, because once you get talking,
17 years of parenthood.
No, right here, condensed, distilled. Once you get to talking and running around, like, there's no stopping you. We just gotta let you run your course.
And if you try to put me in my Pokeball, I will run around, knock everybody out, and then work myself into passing.
And I'll get you with a coconut macaroon. Instead of, what are those called? The little treats.
Poffins. Sorry, I'm switching
here. Yeah, okay, go away now so I can talk to the people on the podcast.
Can't wait to kill you in D&D.
We've had so many guest stars. Siri, Australian Siri.
I know. Don't look at me like that.
I had to put a cast list on.
Do it. Special appearances by.
I think that...
I think that Claire would be Squirtle, because Squirtle's a little shit.
only if I'm Squirtle with the sunglasses.
Exactly. Like, you would be like quasi Yakuza Squirtle. Squirtle Squad Squirtle.
Oh, Brandon, I should have said I'd be Slowpoke.
I'm a Teddy Ursa. That's actually fucking cute. Okay. I've never heard Teddy Ursa make sound, though.
I haven't either, actually. But
that's fine. I mean, it's not like Ryan Reynolds sounds like Pikachu.
True.
Oh. Go ahead.
No, I can't think of anyone else. I don't know Pokemon well enough. Claire knows Pokemon better than I do. Okay.
Baby Bai posits to us, out of the original starters, which one of us is the Bulbasaur, which one of us is the Squirtle, and which one of us is the Charmander?
Now this could be we could debate about this for hours,
right?
Yeah, because the problem is, are they Ash's particular ones?
I don't know, but I like to think that I'm Edgelord Bulbasaur.
because his Bulbasaur really was
an Edgelord,
and his Charmander was super sweet until it evolved.
Charmander was super sweet until it evolved and became a shit.
And then it became a fucking shit.
I'm the Charmander.
and Squirtle is like, we know now that Ash's Squirtle is okay with torture. There's this episode where they've kidnapped Meowth and they've got him all tied up, and Squirtle's like, yeah, I'm gonna eat in front of you, and
is Squirtle waterboarding him?
That's what I was thinking.
Basically, he's like,
you said Squirtle's okay with torture.
like they've got Meowth tied up, and Meowth is like, I'm so hungry, and Squirtle's like shoving food in his mouth, like, yeah, are you? That's enough from the peanut gallery. Go, 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 go.
You're the Squirtle. Brent, are you the Squirtle, Brandon, or?
I don't know.
Is that going to be Claire?
I don't know. Now we've got to find out.
But I'm definitely the Charmander, okay?
You are definitely the Charmander of us. Imogen is definitely our Charmander. Yeah,
if we're just going with just flat out normal starters, not Ashes in particular, I would say I'm Bulbasaur, because he's a happy little woodland creature.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That would have been me fucking in Detective Pikachu just waddling around the forest chirping happily.
Well, I would probably be the Squirtle who falls on his face trying to put out the fire. I am definitely on the Squirtle Squad Squirtle.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
That was lovely. That was like 20 minutes of Pokemon talk. We're at a point now where we're doing more Pokemon than we were Dragon Age.
So. It's okay. People evolve in their tastes, and we've got to recruit a new generation of listeners.
Yeah.
We want to be the very best.
We want to be the very best.
We want to be the very best. Yeah. We can change the world. Pokemon. The next question from Closeted in Canada, I believe, was answered in last week's episode, and I don't know if she sent this before or after, but she wants to know what is the best bread.
Well, because you guys were saying cornbread.
Yeah, cornbread's cornbread. Fucking amazing. Yeah.
If we go with just bread, I'm a focaccia hoe. Focaccia's so good.
I like focaccia, but there was that period of time there for about 10 years in the 90s where focaccia was all you could get anywhere in Sydney. Like, it was like literally if you had
that's
a
true. It was focaccia, it was the go-to fancy bread.
And
so everything was on focaccia, and it was bloody 5 inches thick, so you'd have this sandwich that had the smallest spread of pesto in the middle, and maybe a slice of lettuce.
It's not good sandwich bread. I just like to eat it on its own.
It always had bullshit baked on the top of it too, and I didn't like that.
Like salt and stuff.
Yeah.
My husband makes it awesome focaccia, and I do like it, but no, the best bread is objectively Turkish bread.
The fuck is that?
That is.
Are you talking about like naan?
It's like naan, but it's Turkish bread. Hang on. When I was at
that doesn't
school,
help me. It's like naan, but it's Turkish.
I'll find it.
Naan is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, because I'm a naan whore.
Naan is so great.
The Turkish bread's a little bit different. I'm finding.
I say this even as that was possibly what gave me food poisoning.
Because
it was at an Indian and Pakistani place.
Oh,
and food was good, but I'm still suffering.
Okay, for you people who have a medium visual, I've just put a picture of Turkish bread in the chat.
That looks like worse naan.
No, you don't understand. What? Let me finish. It's called Turkish pide bread. Do you guys have like donut kebab shops like with the rotisserie?
That does look like worse naan
meat.
Yeah, yeah. Kebabs are euros.
Usually, well, the Turkish, we have Turkish kebab shops, and they do Turkish bread, and it's basically. When I was at high school, there was a Turkish kebab shop down the road from school, which we used to regularly go to when we weren't allowed to, but we did anyway. And they'd make it fresh, like they'd literally do the dough in front of you and make it and stick it into the hot oven and it'd come out and it would be boiling hot. And we didn't put anything on it, we just ate it. It was just the best.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, whenever I got
the best bread.
Yeah, whenever I got Turkish kebabs, it was always on like kind of a glorified tortilla. Like it's like a tortilla but a little thicker.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, that's different. It's not the same bread. It's the tortilla bread that you get for Turkish kebabs is thinner. But it's the same principle. But yeah,
same idea. Okay.
But Turkish bread and with hummus or whatever and just dip it in and eat it hot. And we used to just buy like four of them and take them. When I was in a high school musical, because I was one of those kids.
Did you angry dance in a high school musical?
No, because it was a Gilbert and Sullivan. You don't really get very much angry dancing in HMS Pinafore. I'm sorry, but yeah, we used to go down there and buy like 12 loaves of it and eat it while we were rehearsing for the musical. It was the best. Loved it.
Yeah.
There you go. Some happy nostalgia from me.
Yeah.
Oh my! The porn that I wrote has just hit 69 hits. So I have to take a screenshot of that.
You should
say a screenshot of that. So
you should have some bread to celebrate that.
I should.
I was going to say English muffin loaf because I love toast made with English muffin bread. But then Claire brought up naan and that's all I can think of.
Naan is so fucking good.
It's so fucking good. And I can't remember. There's a Himalayan place down in Honolulu that I really love. And now, or is it Himalayan or Nepalese? Might be both. I think it's both. And they have amazing naan, and I can't remember what the stuff is that we get to dip it in, but it's like chutney. It's so good. Yeah.
Oh, there's this good place they've got that just opened up by us. I'm hoping they get their shit together because they seem like they're still trying to figure out what the fuck they're doing. But they've got, it's like, it's kind of a fast foodish Indian place, and they've got like naan sandwiches and naan pizza.
You know, that reminds me of what is, how do you say it? Roti bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, roti bread's pretty good too.
But yeah, they. Yeah.
Papadums. Papadums aren't technically bread, but papadums are bloody great.
And then let us not forget the glorious and versatile flour tortilla. Because I'm just going to say that counts.
It's a form of bread.
It's a form of bread.
I mean, I'm pretty much, I'll eat. I just love bread.
Right? I'm like, I can't think of a bread that I don't like, but I'm sure one exists.
I mean, unless it goes really good if you've got like, make it into toast, but I'm not generally like a darker, like rye.
I'm not a fan of rye.
And,
yeah, rye bread.
Rye and like heavy grainy breads.
The ones that have like aniseed and stuff in
them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of grainy rye bread and stuff like that. I really don't like rye bread at all.
Yeah. It can be okay with the right sandwich. But
like a really good like that really really dark rich rye bread with some like cream cheese on top and something like maybe a bit of lemon as well, like so you, it sort of it discounts the richness of it.
But it's not one that I'd eat on its own like other bread.
I mean, I can do it with like pastrami, but not sauerkraut. Like I don't like Reubens because I don't like Thousand Island dressing or sauerkraut. But a dry pastrami sandwich with mustard is decent on rye bread.
Polish and Germanic roots coming
here. Oh, when I went to school.
When I was a kid, I used to just take shitty white bread and smush it up into a ball and eat it.
Because it forms like Play-Doh.
Yeah! Exactly!
Yes!
I think all kids do that.
Yeah, you can do that, like smush it up and smush all the air out of it and then spread butter on it and fry it, and it's like a little makeshift pancake, but better.
Nice. Oh. I'm gonna have to do that.
Fried bread. Fried bread is a thing in England. Fried bread. They just give you, like, it's, I remember we were in Aberystwyth, which is a little Welsh town, it was pissing down rain. We were staying in this like guest house that was straight out of Monty Python. And the morning breakfast at Aberystwyth was black pudding, which is, you know, blood pudding, sausage, bacon, eggs, and fried bread. And like, it was just insane. I looked at it and I went, that is more calories than I've had in the last 6 months put together on one plate. It's fucking delicious, and I ate all of it. It was great.
I'm going to have to try to make the bread fake pancake, but then I remembered we don't keep bread around anymore. Too many times, it's like, get bread 2 days later. Oh, it's moldy already.
Well,
so do you not, you have tortillas in the house and not bread.
Yeah, the tortillas are fine because they don't have, I don't know, they don't have as much moisture. The tortillas don't get moldy.
Yeah, they really don't.
The tortillas.
They really don't.
No, they don't. We can have.
We keep our bread in the fridge to stop it from getting moldy.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to have
to. We have to.
Yeah. I do that with, I just got some bagels and I did that because I was like, whatever, they're bagels. And I use them for sin.
Bagels are, I don't like bagels.
What?
I'm probably racist or something for saying that, but I don't like bagels. They are too dense. They hurt. If you toast them, they hurt your mouth.
Not to be homophobic, but you are so wrong.
I'm racist for not liking bagels and you're homophobic for telling me I'm wrong. Oh, man.
Yeah, because I learned.
We're edging out of the friendly podcast.
I learned that what I thought was a perfectly normal snack is weird, but my mom always served as in place of where other people would serve, I suppose, like finger food or snack, she always served cheese bagels, so just melted cheese on bagels. And so I eat those all the time. Oh. And Travis is like, what is this thing you're eating?
Cheese on toast, not to be confused with toasted cheese, is actually really good, where you just put like buttered bread on a tray, on an oven tray, and melt cheese on it in the oven. And it's just cheese on toast. It's really good.
Yeah, see, I just put cheese on bagel microwave and eat. And so, yeah, Travis calls those chagels. So that's...
That sounds rude.
It sounds really close to Kegel. Like,
yeah, that's why I've happily adopted the word, because it makes.
Do
me
your
laugh.
Kegels while you're eating your Kegel. But Brandon, you will have the means to this unless you've run out of Vegemite. But the best cheese on toast ever is the same thing you just said, but you put the butter and then you put a layer of Vegemite and then you put the cheese on and then you melt it.
Oh my god, that sounds fucking amazing.
Meanwhile,
like,
I have Vegemite
mature cheddar
still because we haven't touched.
Send it to me. We love it.
I literally just like I think I uncovered it like it was behind something else and I was like, oh yeah, this. We'll need to give it to the dog.
Oh, this terrible evil black paste. Put it in if you put it in a Kong. Have you got Kongs for your dogs?
Yes.
Kongs? Yeah, you can put it in Kong like you do with peanut butter. Except that you probably shouldn't because it does stain. So if they get it out, you're just like,
yeah, we just
have brown streaks all over your carpet.
Oh, that would be fun.
I usually just put a little bit on my finger, or maybe I'll put some on treats or something. But
it's basically beef stock, but concentrated.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's what it smells like. Like I could probably like use it in soup.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of people use it for beef stock instead of beef cubes.
Ooh, actually, because it's just easy. Like to make. Mushroom soup, vegetarian.
I think there isn't any meat in Vegemite. I don't know.
It is called Vegemite.
Vegemite. Actually, I think it.
Vegetables.
I think it did say on the thing that it was like approved for vegetarians, and it might also be kosher. I can't tell.
It's got yeast in it, so it wouldn't be kosher all the time.
It's not kosher for Passover.
You can't use it for you can't eat it at Passover, but yeah, everything else should be fine.
But what are some like? Send us your questions, or not questions. Well, send us those too. But what are snacks?
No
questions. We don't want them. We've been begging for them.
That's
for
not what we do here.
45 episodes. No snacks that you had as a child that like people think are weird for you as an adult. Like my mom used to serve us sliced bananas with milk and a little sugar.
Well. On the bananas or just a glass of milk with them?
Like in a bowl, like a cereal bowl? Like she would just slice them up and put a little sweetener on them and pour milk over it?
Oh, no, my king of weird snacks is my sister, who is hilariously now a vegetarian, used to all the time make for me rolled up lunch meat, microwave it until it's crispy.
Yeah!
She called them goat lips. That shit's so good. I was talking to Travis last time when I was getting stuff for Kegels. I was like, I should have gotten lunch meat, made a full thing of it.
You gotta use the goat really lips. Shitty cheap lunch meat, stuff that's
gotta be the really
paper
thin
stuff that you can see through. Yeah,
yep, that you can roll up easily.
That it sounds. I mean, I like the idea of that, but I have an innate distrust of microwaves because I think that what they're basically doing is just. Making the food radioactive. the lunch meat would come out looking like something out of Chernobyl, so I'm not sure if I could eat it.
I mean, you can also, I sometimes, as a very lazy breakfast meat, so like, throw it in the same way you'd cook like bacon or something.
Yeah.
To put in maybe a bit
if
of
you,
oil or
you can, you can get
but...
the same effect on a cast iron.
Yeah.
Because we used to think it was fun too, because we were latchkey kids. We used to like put the little sheets of lunch meat in a cast iron pan and let them like fry until they were crispy. And then you'd hold them up and it was like a see-through meat wafer.
A meat chip. Yum. Nice. We need more meat chips in our lives. I am very, very hungry. Very fucking hungry. I'm going to make myself a bacon sandwich for the early as soon as we finish.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
I want some fucking Taco Bell nachos. Oh, I think the nacho fries are still there. I want nacho fries.
Oh, Taco Bell update. Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Australia, get your asses into gear. I want some Taco Bell.
Oh, let me scroll through the I follow both US Taco Bell and Australian Taco Bell on our official Twitter.
Yeah, see, this is the problem with the podcast though, because then I want fucking Taco Bell, but it's 9:30 by the time we end, which is a bad time to eat Taco Bell if I want to try to sleep.
Yeah, I'm holding out for tomorrow when we've coordinated all meeting up at the Taco Bell near my grocery store, yes. Which is a Pokestop, which you've both gotten presents from that yeah. Taco Bell. Yes. We're gonna meet up and coordinate and then go out and
It delights me every time, except for when I was sick and I could not see anything food related.
And then we're gonna go out during premium raid or not legendary raid hour,
yeah,
and hit some raids. So
so I have to say, on the Taco Bell Australia website, right, it's got locations, and then it's got, you know, all the ones in Queensland because fuck them. But then underneath it's got, we're always on the hunt for our next great Taco Bell locations and would love to hear from you if you think you have a site. I'm like, there are construction sites all around my area. Can I just go, hey, there's one here. Do you want it? They're like, do you own the site? No, but it's there. Come on.
My neighbor doesn't need a house. Taco Bell.
Oh,
Taco
Bell, right there. Here's one on their Twitter. It says, Taco Bell Australia, you can't rely on everything in life, but you can always rely on the fact that I want tacos. RT if you agree. So I am officially right now RTing this from the Bye 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 account. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, shit. I should have left a comment on it. Ah.
Oh, well. Delete and RT
it again. Delete it and do it again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where is... I can't see it. Oh, TweetDeck
material, I'm sure.
Oh, TweetDeck, I don't ever know how to use you right.
I don't even know how to make it work at all. I have
Yeah, I don't really I just like don't to. Bother. I use my normal Twitter on my phone, and then I use my art Twitter on my computer.
Oh, whatever. I'm just going to leave it. It'll be fine.
I'll retweet it with a comment later. We're about out of time, I think.
Yep.
I was going to ask one more thing, and then because we had time, and then we got on a Taco Bell update, which is
more important.
So tell us your favorite weird childhood snack, and if it's weirder than my mother's love of peanut butter, raspberry preserves, and American cheese sandwiches.
American cheese.
Yeah, sandwich. Doesn't that just sound horrible? Anyway, so tell us your favorite childhood
American
snack.
Cheese, honestly, so.
Except McDonald's sausage McMuffins. For some reason, it works
there. I
don't
like any of their breakfast food.
Well, you are allowed to be wrong in your opinion.
To be fair, literally the only time I like any McDonald's is when I'm on my period. So now would be the time I would eat some.
You can send all that delightful information and tell Claire how wrong she is about McDonald's breakfast at bibibicast@gmail.com. I'm sorry,
well,
Claire.
If you would like to say that McDonald's should have normal food all day and not stupid breakfast food all day, because a lot of times in the morning I want a fucking burger and I don't want goddamn gross, super breakfast.
Oh, you can get hamburgers for breakfast here.
No, it depends on the location.
Oh, it must.
Most
because...
of them are like, it's breakfast time. You can't get that. And I'm like, fuck you.
It was like a really big deal here. Anyway.
It might have changed, but it's been a long time since I've gone towards McDonald's at breakfast time. Anyways, yes. Go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter, our personal Twitters, our personal Tumblrs, our Patreon, our Instagram, our Facebook, probably other things I'm forgetting. We're everywhere.
Yeah, I swear, I'm getting into a rhythm and making more effort on our social media, so I'm trying to attract people. Interact with me, I love validation.
Yeah, we need it, because you keep getting rejected. Although, you don't, Brandon, you keep on getting accepted.
I got one acceptance! And a shortlist. I've never been shortlisted. Anyway, okay.
I'm not jealous. It's all right. We'll see you next week when I might be a bit happier.
Someday we will succeed at the same time.
Yeah. No, the pact with the demon doesn't work that way, honey.
I know.
Okay.
You can't climax at the same time. As
that is a myth.
I can't finish unless I've had Taco Bell.
And there's no Taco Bell.
So. Okay. All right. It's time to end the podcast.
Executive decision. Bye, bye, bye. We'll see you next week.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
It's Australian. It's
international. Three women and a Canadian.
Because Canadians don't count.
Not
oh my god!
Podcast, they don't.
Oh, we're gonna get nasty letters.
That's an outtake. We haven't started the podcast.
Yeah, we haven't started yet.
Oh, that's right.
sorry, Canada.
Yeah, this is off the record.
which means it goes after the credits.
Oh yeah.
Nothing is off the record.
Never.